how the devil deceives.
This one in this way, that one in that way, every person in a different way.
So anyway, this person comes, he came to Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, he went to Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he comes with the very same question to Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. And he said, I want to acquire knowledge, but you know what, I'm afraid I will neglect it. What must I do? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, ma anta biwajidin shay'an adhya'u lahu min tarkihi. Ma anta biwajidin shay'an adhya'u lahu min tarkihi.
You afraid that you'll acquire it, but then you'll neglect it.
Remember, if you haven't acquired it, you've neglected it the most. If you haven't acquired it, you have neglected it the most. And more sad than that is that you haven't acquired the knowledge of deen, and at the same time you have mastered everything else. You've mastered everything else.
In Ibn Kathir, under this ayah in Surah Furqan,
وقال الرسول يا ربي إن قوم اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا.
That the Nabi will say, oh Allah, my nation has deserted the Quran. Ibn Kathir writes, there are 7 ways in which a person will be guilty of deserting the Quran.
And one out of the 7, والعدول عنه إلى غيره من قول أو شعر أو شعر أو كلام أو طريقة مأخوذة من غيره من هجرانه.
Amongst those that will be guilty of deserting the Quran are those who will substitute the sciences of Quran by pursuing other things, mastering other things, acquiring other things, understanding other things at the detriment and at the cost of compromising on the basic tenets of Islam.
So ironically, you know nothing of the Quran, yet you've mastered every bulletin. You know the currency, you know the politics, you know the sports. Some of us know the lives of players more than they know their own lives. Brothers, decide for yourself. Allah has kept it in deen. Honor, respect, Allah has kept in his obedience. I just end with that couplet of Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh. He said, وَتَمَايُلِي طَرَبًا لِحَلِّ عَوِيصَةٍ أَشْهَى مِن مُدَامَةِ سَاقِي.
When I accomplish it, I sway with joy, and the jubilation that I'm gripped with is greater than the best of wines that is given to a person who is a wine lover.
A person who loves wine and it matures and he enjoys it. I mean, we don't know it and we don't want to know it, but sometimes if they're sitting next to you and you're flying, then obviously you're on your edge, and then you see, you know, whatever fake joys they enjoy from it.
وَتَمَايُلِي طَرَبًا لِحَلِّ عَوِيصَةٍ فِي الدَّرْسِ أَشْهَى مِن مُدَامَةِ سَاقِي وَأَبِيتُ سَهْرَانَ الدُّجَى وَتَبِيتُهُ نَوْمًا وَتَبْغِي بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ لِحَاقِي.
And he said, I spend my night speaking with my Allah. You spend your night in sin or sleeping. And then you want me to make dua that we must be together in Jannat.
وَأَبِيتُ سَهْرَانَ الدُّجَى وَتَبِيتُهُ نَوْمًا وَأَبِيتُ سَهْرَانَ الدُّجَى وَتَبِيتُهُ نَوْمًا وَتَبْغِي بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ لِحَاقِي.
Honestly, brothers, I have just like reaching the halfway mark. But I'm seeing there are many brothers standing here, and I think, you know what, there's so much that we can digest. There was another whole incident, but it would literally, with no exaggeration, take up another hour. Let's take something to mind. It's not a matter of how long we speak or how long we listen. It's how much we internalize. How often did not the companions come and say, oh, sini wa ojiz, oh, sini wa ojiz. Oh, Nabi of Allah advised, but make it short. At the face value, it sounds so abrupt. It sounds so harsh. That you implore in advice and yet you restrict in the Nabi of Allah to make it concise. But the vision was amazing. The vision was, make it wholesome so that I can internalize it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to internalize the qualities of Sayyidina Luqman that he said. May Allah give us the vision and the spirit of Rabi'a radiyallahu anhu. That we make that the focus of our life. Salim ibn Abil Ja'ad said, my master purchased me and then he liberated me. فَقُلْتُ بِأَيِّ الْحِرَفِ أَحْتَرِفُ. What profession should I take up? فَاخْتَرْتُ الْعِلْمَ. Allah inspired me with knowledge. A few weeks and months had passed when the Khalifa of the time came to meet me. فَلَمْ أَذَنْ لَهُ. And I said, no, I don't have time. Allah gave me so much honor and Allah gave me so much respect. Salim ibn Abi Ja'ad says that a time came that the ruler of the time, Allah brought him to my door. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability that we revere the pious. They become the role models of our life. They become those that occupy our aspirations. We look out to them, we envy them, we yearn to be like them, and we desire our children to imitate them and emulate them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our get together. Reward Hazrat Mufti Saab and Malana and the rest of the competent team, Mufti Shafiq Saab and everybody else who have invited me here. Allah ta'ala make this a means of our salvation. Let every one of us return from here with a message, hopefully spiritually nourished, that inshallah we have reflected and we will definitely pay heed. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.